Okay, welcome to the rest of the news. Our special guest today is Charles Sasser, who is a veteran from the Navy and also sometime in the Army with the Green Berets. He's a combat veteran, former combat correspondent. He's also been a police officer and a writer. Charles, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon, or good morning there, I guess, Dr. Simon.
Yeah, God bless you.
And well, the other, happy centennial anniversary to you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and Ed Holloway is with us, who's a state representative, retired. And it's great to have you with us. We'd like, if we could, just for 1 second, play a recording of Roy Moore, who just won the U.S. Senate race in Alabama. Okay, just 1 second. Let's see if we can do this.
You know, I'm running for the United States Senate. Tomorrow is a very, very important time. This election is critical to this nation. For whatever reason, God has put me in this election at this time, and all the nation is watching. All Washington is watching to see what the people of Alabama do tomorrow.
Well, anyway, with what the people of Alabama did, they put Judge Moore in as their U.S. Senator. Okay, Charles, you know, we wanted to talk about some of the problems that have been coming up here lately, and was in the WorldNet Daily magazine about different problems that we're having and why we're having them. So have you read that article?
I did. I have, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It seems to me that we all know, we look around us, we see the academic achievement has gone down in our schools. And we used to be first in the world. Now we're 25th and falling. The crime rate, you know, we had 100 people murdered in Louisville last year. And the drug problem. And personally, I look back, there were no drugs in our schools when I was in school. She turned around and looked at me like her mouth
either.
Wide open.
Me either.
See, so I'm 78 now, so that's a while back. But, you know, things have happened. And we look at the story of Khrushchev, where he said he was going to destroy America without firing a shot.
Yep.
And he made a list of things, how he was going to take prayer out of our schools and take over one of the political parties and take over the teachers' union. And it seems like he's done a lot of that. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And what it is, Doctor, I think is what we're seeing is Marxism again.
Uh-huh.
Marxism again. We're seeing an increased advocacy for communism, for socialism right now. And, well, you know, next week is the October centennial for the Russian Revolution.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I meant by happy anniversary. It's there. And, you know, Marxism is like a monster movie.
Yeah.
It comes out of the dark, kills about 100 million people, and just when you think you've got it defeated, it jumps out at you again, all over again. And that's exactly what we've had here. And you see, Khrushchev knew something, and he was all right when he said, you know, I mean, he was not all right, but he was right when he said that he was going to bury us, and what he was talking about is taking over our institutions.
Yes.
You know, which is the basis of what we're seeing now, this resurgence of Marxism.
Yes. And it seems like a lot of his plan was to take over the colleges and indoctrinate our young people.
Well, absolutely. But you see, there's two things that this resurgence of Marxism has derived from. And Khrushchev knew this. He would have known it in the 1950s. He would have known it. And one of them was this thing about Alexander Hitler you know, this liberty tyranny cycle that, you know, we all go through from bondage back through a cycle back to bondage.
Yes.
And the last step is dependency, which dependency, of course, is a dependency on government, which is, you know, that's married to Marxism, to socialism, just exactly like we do. Then the next thing is bondage. That's the big thing. But what Khrushchev was referenced to then was the Frankfurt School, which a lot of people don't know about, but it's making a resurgence too, as well as Marxism. People are beginning to understand what it is now.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yeah. Well, like you say, they're trying to take over our universities and our other institutions too.
And basically they have.
They have.
Yeah. So, you know, the most surprising thing is the media, how the media has been taken over. So they'll tell you enough real news to kind of get your thinking they're okay, and then all of a sudden they'll put a jab in there about, oh, how terrible America is and how terrible Trump is, and say something real negative all of a sudden.
Well, yeah. Well, this whole thing, for example, this, you know, the idea was with the Frankfurt School, when it moved to Columbia University in the 30s, that their whole idea was to take over every one of our, a long march through the institutions is what it was called, a long march through the institutions, because the U.S. would never succumb to socialism on its own nor by force. So what they intended to do, and what Khrushchev referenced here, was they would either destroy or take over all our institutions, including the media.
Yeah.
Destroy the family. That was
yes.
a big one.
Yes.
Destroy the family, because you bring corruption to a family. That's the building block of the society. You destroy that. I mean, you own the society. And so that's exactly what we've been seeing here, is taking over everything, every one of our institutions, or destroying them. And you can see the insanity, the chaos that is resulting from all this.
You know, Charles, I got this book in front of me, and I'm holding it up for Facebook, and it's called The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen.
Yeah, an old book, yeah.
And he's listed all the things that the goals that the communists had, and like Ed just said, it's like one after another they've accomplished that, and it seems to me that the media is one of the big ones, because they're so influential, and people think, oh, well, this is the gospel coming across the news, but really it's they've been taken over by the left wingers.
Yeah. Well, and entertainment is a big one. Education is a real big one.
Yeah.
And religion. Religion is being, you know, surmounted.
Yes.
All through our society.
In the seminaries to water down religion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here's another book called The Big Agenda that it goes into this by David Horowitz. And he says that most of the universities in some of the key departments have no Republicans at all. They've been totally taken over by Democrats.
They've been purged a long time. And this has been going on since the late 50s.
Yeah.
It's been going on longer than that, actually.
Yeah. It's amazing. And we don't even realize these things are going on, but really they've been trying to undermine America. Now, if I could, I'd like to play a video of just a minute. Zach can help me get this on. Here it is. Okay, you may not have been able to understand that, but that was a big rally out in Berkeley, California, where they had about 100 people dressed in hoods and black scarves, and they were saying, no Trump, no wall, Yes. No USA at all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that shows you without any question that there are people in America. It looks like these are mostly young people, but you can't really be sure.
One of the leaders of that thing, and right in the front of it, was a reporter with CNN.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I imagine that easily. I was an undercover journalist for Occupy Wall Street. I live with those people.
Oh, wow. Okay, Charles, we got to take a quick break here for just a second. And we can talk more about this rally. We'll be back in a few seconds. Okay, we're back with Charles Sasser. Charles, tell us something about what you've been doing over the years.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been a full-time freelance writer for the last, since 1979. Before that, I was a homicide detective with the Tulsa Police Department. I was with the Miami, Florida Police Department 4 years before that. I was in the Green Berets, U.S. Army Special Forces for 13 years, a journalist in the Navy. I've traveled all over the world. I was a combat correspondent. I've just done a lot of things. God has been very good to me.
Yeah.
Gave me a very interesting life. I published like 60 books or so.
Wow.
Thousands of magazine articles. So that's how I make a living as a freelance writer.
Well, we just showed your picture on Facebook. Is that okay?
Sure. If it didn't break it.
Yeah, no, it didn't break it, but it's got a picture of you as a Green Beret and then out mountain climbing and all over the place. And WorldNet Daily put us on to you that we could get you to comment about what's going on in America. And Ed, did you want to say something about Benjamin Franklin there?
Well, I think this is a thing that what's important and what you're trying to do, Charles, and what we try to do on the rest of the news is critical, because I think Ben Franklin said it better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. A nation of well-informed men have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them and cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins.
Wow.
It's exactly what they've tried to do, dump down America, and they've been able to accomplish a slow process that's taken place not only since the late 50s, but progressively into the 60s and even further along the road.
Well, Charles, we try to not emphasize too much the problems. We try to figure out what each one of us, including our listeners, can do to rectify the situation. Do you have any thoughts along that line?
Well, the first thing I think we should do is just mount our ponies and run through the countryside yelling, "The commies are coming."
Yeah, yeah.
And not be afraid of PC and self-censorship and, you know, keeping our mouths shut, because that's what we do. And but I think we also should fight back. That's the main thing. We have to resist. We have to speak out. You know, we're like 46 in the nation, I mean in the world now, when it comes to freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Yeah, I know I'm looking at this, but what the bad sides of what's going on in this country. But I think few of the people that I've met, you know, and I've been undercover, I've been doing all kinds of things, few of them know anything on what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's because they only see one side of the equation, because the media has taken over pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And but it's right that what all this breeds on is ignorance, arrogance, disdain for the common people.
Yeah.
You know, supplemented by propaganda. And if we don't speak out, if we don't flail our ponies and say, "Hey, they're coming."
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll be ridiculed and made fun of course, because that's one of the tactics.
Yeah.
Is to delegitimize you.
Yeah.
And so I say, yes, we got to speak out. And we must start our own institutions, I always say.
Yes.
Like Hillsdale College, for example, is the only example I can really think of. And where you really get an education without all the propaganda and the indoctrination.
Right. And, you know, I think there's a lot of good things that have happened, like Roy Moore winning this last Tuesday. I mean, that he Mitch McConnell and his friends put $30 million, I'm told, against Roy Moore to try to keep a Christian from being a U.S. senator. And that was, you know, a miracle.
That's a classic example, though, of what the average person can do. They can take all kinds of money, but you can't take my vote.
Yeah.
Unless I want to sell it out. And if you don't, then you've got them where you want them.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing I think we can do is to realize what is happening.
Yes.
We have to tell people, and that's what I try to do in Crushing the Collective. I try to tell people, look, this is what's happening, and this is how it's happening, this is why it's happening, and this is what the results will eventually be. And you can see these things. I did a book about 10 years ago called Going Bonkers, The Wacky World of Cultural Madness.
Mm.
And the thing is, things were wacky then, but they're nothing compared to now.
Wow.
And look, we can see, like, the NFL, that's just one other institution that's going to fall. And you can see how they insinuate themselves into it. I call them pod people. And, you know, from the invasion of the body snatchers, I call them pod people. And so they've invaded all our institutions. And if we don't speak out, well, you look at around you right now. Doc, look at, I just read, there's a West Point grad, an infantry officer. Did you read that?
No.
He was, this morning I read it. He had a photo of himself holding up his military cap in uniform, and inside of it he's got written, communism will win. He pulls his uniform shirt aside to reveal a Che Guevara T-shirt.
Oh, brother.
So you can see what inroads this has made.
Yes.
And primarily, I've never seen such a bunch of I teach at Tulsa Community College, history.
Oh, really?
Part-time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have time for much, but I do teach about a course, one or two courses a year. And I can tell you some stories there, too, about these petunias. But,
yeah.
And always said, when it gets to Oklahoma, it's over with. Well, it's gotten to Oklahoma.
Wow. You know, I think it's important, and one of the main things that Trump has done, the best things, is to point out the fake news on the media and how they are, you know, they get just enough news in there to make them look legitimate, but they're always putting in fake news too. And we got to realize that the news is not dependable.
No. Absolutely not. It's become propaganda.
Yeah,
and it's not state owned yet. But you know, Doc, what I'm cautious about is that Trump is right about the swamp in D.C.
Yeah,
and it's not Democrats and Republicans. It's both of them.
Yeah,
they both ingrained themselves there.
Well, you look at Senator McCain, who you know, got elected because he was going to get rid of Obamacare. And then when it came time to vote against Obamacare, he wouldn't vote against it.
No. Well, a lot of them did the same thing.
Yeah.
A lot of them, you know, they won't look how many times they voted for against Obamacare now. I can't remember. It's been as many times. I can't remember how many times they either promised or said they would.
Yeah.
And attempted to pass it. And of course, they haven't. Against Obamacare. No, it's not going to change. And I'm cautious that one man like Trump will be able to change it for long.
Yeah.
And I think maybe here we go again. I'm going on the negative side of it, but I call it the realistic side. And if we don't be realistic about what's happening, we're lost.
Right. Well, I'm looking at what we can do about it. It seems like we've got organizations like the Heritage Foundation, the Tea Party movement, that we can get behind and, you know, push back on these forces that are trying to destroy America, like the one we just played them, where it says no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. We, like you say, we got to push back against all of that, and the good Lord, I think, has given us some huge victories, like the Roy Moore victory. Mm-hmm. We just had a miracle with our governor. Matt Bevin is a strong Christian man, and he's doing a tremendous job. So all of these things, the election of Trump, that are happening. Oops, I'm sorry. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay,
we're back with Charles Sasser and Ed Holloway. And, you know, we were just talking about what we can do about it. We have almost 100,000 people on our mailing list at this organization. And we need more people because we can put out an email every week on what's going on in Washington and what to tell your congressman. So if you want to be on the mailing list, just give us a call right now at 895-5025. And if you want to be on the program, the number is 571-0970. So we can push back with God's help.
Right.
And, you know, that $30 million that they put in to try to defeat Roy Moore it didn't work.
Well, one of the things, Charles, that you're doing is it's so important, and I've noticed in the last several years the things that are happening, people that were socialists, part of that agenda, have switched sides and have realized what's going on and what's really happening and never
get
to look at America. People like David Horowitz and Tammy Bruce and others that have come forward and are very solid spokesmen.
Yeah.
Because what they have brought to the table is their experience from the inside to tell you what these people are doing. The media and others try everything to close them down and keep them quiet. This is important that we need to be letting people know about Charles Sasser.
Yeah.
And Horowitz and Tammy Bruce and the rest of them that are coming forward and listen to their message. Because, again, it's like to be enslaved by ignorance is something we have to break. And that's what they've been concentrating on the left side for a long, long time. And we look back and I watched and I read things like Solowinski's book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Articles, and a primer that he made that became the handbook for people like Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others. And it's been going on again since the 70s with his book. And it's all that radical stuff and all of that rest of it. So it's important that the message get out. And Charles, people like you that are doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's extremely important.
Yeah, Charles, was there a point in your life where you saw the light?
I think I always saw the light. I was born in the Ozarks. And I'm born so poor, poverty was a step up. I mean, my dad could neither read nor write. We lived in a dirt floor chicken house at one time. Lived in an old barn. We were sharecroppers. But there was one thing there. There was a pride that we were independent. We refused to become victims. And I think I've carried that with me throughout my life. And I know. I think what I think I like to tell everybody is how the most important thing I ever learned in my life, and I think it should be important to everybody. It's a long story, but I'm going to contract it.
Good.
When I was a kid, we took nothing, but one year we were hard up. My dad sent me down. I was 12 years old. Sent me down to the county barn to get what he called gimpy groceries. Sign up for government surplus commodities, free chow. Well, I was 12. Dad's too proud to go. I went down, and while I was there, one of the workers there, one of the men who worked for the government, he pushed me or something, and I've always been a scrapper, fight at the drop of a hat, so I'm ready to fight. And this guy says he'll never know how much impact he had on the rest of my life. And I've tried to use this example everywhere I go. He said, "Boy, if the government feeds you, it will do what it damn well pleases."
Mm.
Best lesson I've ever learned in my whole life.
That's right.
Very true. If the government feeds you, you know,
they
this goes all the way back to Cicero.
You
give people entertainment and chow, you own them.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Doc. There's one thing. I think we should. We have to be informed. We have to be informed with the facts.
Yes.
And so many times, like you said, you know, with the media now, you don't get the facts. You get propaganda.
Yeah.
It's a constant barrage of Mark. Look, if we look around right now, we can see an increasing advocacy for communism.
Yes.
For socialism. A couple of things I read just recently. A character named Zizek, who wrote a book called Lenin 2017, and he said some of the more interesting things here. One of the things he said was, and does this apply now or not? Either you refrain from expressing your views, or if you insist on expressing your political views publicly, then you will have only yourselves to blame if we treat you as the worst and most pernicious white guard elements.
Wow.
You see what I mean? You think this stuff is just arising. The New York Times right now is doing a year-long series on communism called The Red Century.
Oh, brother.
Have you read some of these things?
No.
Okay, he does one of them. Article, What's Left of Communism? One of his articles in the New York Times. Can a phoenix rise from the ash heap of history? The communists did many terrible things, but they made women's lives much better. Now, that came from Mao Zedong. Yeah. Isn't that great?
Oh, brother.
We made women's lives better just before you killed them.
Yeah.
These articles praise Lenin. They call him a strategic genius. And they, quote, have an
astonishing Sorry, Charles, we've got to take a break. We'll
inspired
be right back.
Americans. I mean,
okay, Charles, we're back. Go ahead and finish your. What you were saying, your sentence.
Yeah, we got to be like Paul Revere.
Yeah.
And, you know, ride through the countryside and explain exactly what happened. Bring the real truth. Look, this resurgence, this re-legitimizing of communism has infected our entire society. And that came out of this long march through the institutions, taking over the institutions.
Yeah.
Now, these people, look, we got to tell people what these people are saying they're going to do. I collect a bunch of things here, and okay, there's a chick named Sophia Wanick. She's one of these people really legitimizing communism, like Zizek in the New York Times. She says, there are no innocent bystanders because innocence itself, going on as if a struggle witnessing is not really one's concern, is indeed the highest treason. She says, with a planet facing grave ecological crisis and a growing divide between rich and poor, riots and subversion will often be better options in fighting for that truth than the voting booth.
Mm.
And society, she says, are lulled into complacency. What we need are intense cultural education. Well, when I was in Vietnam, you know, they called that, you know, re-education.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what we're getting now. And she says, we must teach masses, this is back to Zizek, teach masses to break out of passivity of representative politics and engage as direct political agents. And he says, even if state-led terror burns the world again, the struggle for emancipation will someday be worth it.
Brother.
Now, these people are telling us what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
We better listen. If some guy's got a gun, he's got a .357 aimed at your head, and he says, I'm going to shoot you, you better take him seriously.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You know, all these real liberal universities, but there are a few good ones, like you said, Hillsdale, and I'm thinking we ought to not send our children to these liberal universities, but Hillsdale, there's Liberty University, Regent University, Colorado Christian College, Patrick Henry College, Oral Roberts there. You know, it seems to me that some of them are a lot better than others. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And we need to get our children out of this cesspool of liberal universities and send them to universities that are going to teach them, you know, patriotism and right and wrong, and not indoctrinate them into socialism like so many people voted for Bernie Sanders, so many young people.
Now, one of the problems we have, and I've looked at it from a long standpoint, that the people and their frame of reference goes back to when they were at school.
Yeah,
and
they yeah.
what they experienced, and they're assuming that it's just like it was then, but that's where they make the mistake.
Yeah.
And if they found a difference there in the elementary schools now that have changed everything in the curriculum, all of the high schools, and it goes all the way through the universities. And they've taken a long time to rebuild everything in this in the socialist platform and created all these problems. So until we take a look at things for what they really are, that's one of the first steps we have to take.
Let me just tell our viewers and listeners, we have this Jesus bumper sticker that we'd like to send you for free. And if you need enough for your whole church, then here's another bumper sticker. It says, "Together under God, we're invincible." Here's another one. This is the Jesus movie. It's in 24 different languages, and it's the birth, the life, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the soon return of the Lord Jesus. That's free, too. So if you give us a call right now, we'll send that to you for free. The number is 895-5025. And you can call right now and leave your name, address, phone number, and if possible, your email, so we can call you and email you when there's something, you know, an important vote or anything like that. So we would appreciate hearing from you. We've actually got like 70 different DVDs. They're all free that you can show to your friends and people at church. And like Charles says, we can inform people like Paul Revere that there's danger ahead.
Yeah. And we're being shouted down. If you're a conservative speaker, you're shouted down. You're attacked. You know, there is not who that said back. I've got a brain here. Hayek, in The Road to Serfdom.
Yeah.
He said fascism and communism are two ideas of the same coin. And he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, Marxism is the mother of both of them.
Yeah.
They both derived out of that, and they all end up the same way. And what we're having now is communism, that monster that we thought we'd defeated,
yeah,
is now back out of the grave. And he's driving fascism onward with a whip, you know? I mean, he's using, that's how he conveys his fascism.
Yes.
And how anybody can't see that, the anti-fascist?
Yeah. Yeah,
you can't
that's
be
right.
anti-something and use the same tactics.
Well, that's what's that soundtrack we just gave, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. They want to get rid of America.
Of course they do. Because you got, you know, we now, and I want to say something about the college people. Why we send our college kids to these places? Because their parents are the 60s generation, and they were taught that.
Yeah.
And I was 28 when I started college at Florida State University. And it was happening there, you know, the anti-Vietnam vet and all that, ex-cop from Miami.
Yeah.
And I end up there with all these petunias who haven't an idea. They're teaching me, and they haven't an idea of the real world.
Right, right.
And you know, everybody marching for this or marching for that or taking over buildings. I say, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
Most ignorant bunch of people I've ever known. I was really disappointed.
Well, we need to stick together and work together, and we can overcome a lot of these things, just like Roy Moore overcame $30 million of propaganda against him. Mm-hmm. And our governor, Matt Bevin, and just everybody. It's if we work together, we can overcome all of this garbage that they're throwing at us.
One of the things that we have to do, Charles, and I've been through this several times as a legislator, almost 9 different terms that I served, and I ran against my own party because of the candidate they had chosen, and I was able to, in a primary, to beat him 2-1.
Praise God.
And it fought everything else, because this is what where it starts. And we're going to have to go back to the local level, to the legislators and all that, and work our ways through to replace these people that have been turning things in the other way. And just like what we talk about the New York Times, I've been infuriated with that paper for a long time. Anybody that buys a copy of that is giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
That's right. Oh, okay. We're coming up on another break, but we'll be back in just a minute, and we can talk more about the answer. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. You know, Charles, I think it was yesterday I saw the movie on Steve McQueen.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see that, yeah.
Oh, it was really good. It showed that people turn around even after they've been going down the wrong road for years and years. They suddenly realize that they've been, you know, misled, and there's more to life than just totally secular values. And it was a tremendous program of how he turned to Christianity, and just it was a big turnaround in his life. So I was thinking, you know, that same thing we need in America. We need to realize that the media is feeding us a line of propaganda, and we need to realize that some of these politicians are lying to us, and get our children out of these left-wing universities and get into the conservative universities, and work together with the Heritage Foundation, the Tea Party, and all of these conservative organizations.
Now, Judicial Watch is doing a
great
job.
Yeah, Judicial Watch is doing great.
Number of lawsuits against these organizations.
Yeah, yeah.
And charter schools is a big threat to the teachers' union and all of the socialist movement.
Yeah.
So those are the things we as individuals can
homeschoolers, too.
Homeschoolers and charter schools to get the children at their earliest ages on the right path.
Yeah. So there's hope. What do you think, Charles?
Well, what we're talking about is a reawakening.
Yes.
And, of course, we've had several of those in our history start back just before the Revolutionary War, actually.
Yeah,
First. So we've had several awakenings at all this time.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing that people don't realize, and I think we have to look, well, a lot of people do realize it, too, but the idea that all we've got here is this earth and there's nothing before or after.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I roamed the Ozarks. You know, all by myself, since I was 8 years old, I'd roam them for days at a time. Sleep out at night with just a dog or something.
Yeah.
And even then, I'd look up in the stars, look up in the heavens at night, you know, laying up there by myself. And I say, you know, I would ask myself, a little kid, and I'd ask myself, is this, there's got to be more. There's got to be a lot more than this. But you have to believe in a God if you look out there and said, yeah, this was all by accident.
Yeah, yeah,
but
exactly.
We overlook all that. Now,
yeah.
And Charles, that's the thing that separated us from everybody else. It's a one nation under God.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And we've seen miracles happening all the time. Like Kim Davis was a miracle, the lady they put in jail because she refused to sign the same-sex marriage certificates. And Matt Bevin was a miracle. Trump was a miracle. Roy Moore is a miracle. And Charles Sasser is a miracle. There are a lot. Ed Holloway is a miracle. So with God, all things are possible. And we're just keep holding on. And I think we will overcome all this. Well, Charles, we're about out of time. We sure appreciate you coming on the program and giving us these wonderful insights. And Ed Holloway and she's holding up signs there, which means something's about to happen. But
chuck the chair from under you.
next week, we hope to have a special gadget that will let the call-in guest be on Facebook. So that's just a technical problem that we can overcome. Okay. Well, Charles, thanks again. Charles Sasser from being on the program. And we're going to overcome all of this. God bless you, and see you again next week for the rest of the news.
God bless both of you.